Hello once again, I'm John Sturrock. Welcome to podcast number 5 in this series. In this session, I'm going to explore further the topic of asking questions, which we began in the last podcast. Really effective questions are so important. Alongside listening, which we'll come to next in this series, and pausing, you may remember the power of the pause from an earlier podcast. For me, questioning is one of the essential skills. And like any practical technique, we need to practice it continually. Think of the world-class sportswomen and sportsmen you admire, or the top musicians. They're constantly practicing. It's the same for those of us who want to be really good at asking questions. Last time I mentioned the value of open questions. Rudyard Kipling's 6 trusted friends. What, where, when, why, how, and who. And how they can be used to get under the surface to really understand where someone else is coming from. Let's develop this idea. What kind of questions will help you to find out what is really going on? When I started out as a mediator, I used to take a sheet of paper with me with a very rough mind map of the range of possible questions I might need to ask in the early stages of a conversation, after I'd built up a bit of rapport with the person I was talking to. It was more the formulation of the question, rather than the content, as the content would depend on the subject matter and the answers I elicited. My mind map would include questions like the following. Now bear in mind, these are just examples. You have to modify and shape them each time. Here we go. What are your goals today? What do you want out of this? What would you like to achieve? What do you really need to achieve? What would it mean to you if... What really worries you? What are your main concerns? About the day, about the process, about what has happened, about the future? What do you hope for after this is over? What is really important to you? What would make a real difference to you? What would you do if this was at an end? What else do I need to know in order to help you? What do you need to tell me? What is this really all about? That last question, asked in the right way and at the right time, can be really helpful. Note the use of the words today, really, real, main, to try to focus in on the underlying issues and look into the future as well as to the present. And note also the distinction between wants and likes and needs. Each is likely to bring a different response. And these are just a few of the what questions. Each could be followed by a why question. Some people are wary of the why question, as it might seem too invasive. For me, it's all about your tone, the timing, the rapport you've built up with the person you're speaking to, your genuine interest in the person, and genuine curiosity about the situation. Why might that be a concern for you? Can be a gently probing question without seeming in any way like an interrogation. Why is that important? Why are you worried about... Why do you feel that way? Why is this so difficult for you? This is about exploring what lies under the stairs. In the words of the author Charles Handy, that little recess where things are tucked away. And more how questions will also fit in. How could we reduce that worry? How would you feel if? How could you take that forward? How could I make this process work well for you? Or even, how can I help today? And so on, with who, where, and when, as appropriate. My mind map is not a rigid framework, just an aid memoir. These questions are tools to be used carefully and sensitively, always allowing yourself a momentary pause as you formulate each question. Often the question will follow naturally from the preceding answer, allowing you to go a little deeper each time, exploring the real meaning. Indeed, the words in the answer may inform the next question. For example, when you say X, what do you mean by that? What might those words have meant to others? Why is achieving Z a top priority for you? How would telling him that help you to move forward? Think about an onion and peeling away each layer with each of your questions. Don't go too far, too fast. You don't just rush through all of these questions. It should be a conversation, not an investigation. And of course, it's essential to listen to the answers. That's where the gold dust lies. And that's why the pause is so critical. There's no point having carefully crafted questions if you're busy, so busy, formulating them that you don't hear what is being said in response. You don't know what's going to be said. Avoid making assumptions about the answers. So listen, digest, and then formulate. And as I said a moment ago, the answers will often help you to frame the next question. The brain is a fantastic mechanism, and if you give it a few extra microseconds, it will do its job really well. Take your time. Go with the flow. More on this next time. Thank you for listening.